Ciao, this is Claudia Callegari, your key to the finest Tuscan wine. Today, I will be diving into one of my latest blog articles, in which I share insights, stories, and of course, a lot of passion for fine wines. Can you detect wine aromas? Discover my number one secret. When tasting your favorite wine, can you detect the world of its aromas? Exploring how our senses of sight, taste, and smell collaborate to understand the nuances of each sip? Often, during my wine tasting, I get asked, Claudia, how do you recognize all these aromas? You are right. I did not realize it until you mentioned it. Even though I always tell my kids this is not the way to do it, I often reply with another question. Did you ever take some time and attention to smell the world around you? The number one secret to become a better taster and identify all the different aromas of the wine is as simple as this. The best way to do so is to start smelling more. Everything that surrounds us has a smell of some kind. And in order to be able to recognize it in a glass of wine, you need to know it in nature. From the delicate fragrance of flowers encountered in our daily commute, to the aromatic herbs nestled in our kitchen, each scent enriches our sensory perception, guiding us to discover the complexities of wine. If you have a high-quality fruit and vegetable store nearby, don't be afraid to go there and try to smell every single good around. From orange zest to red pepper, take some time to train your senses and your memory. I promise you that next time you will smell that same aroma in a glass of wine, you will remember it, associated with the specific day you went to that shop. And why not? You might even remember me and this blog article. Talking about wine aromas, it is important to break them down in three different categories: primary, secondary, and tertiary aromas. Primary aromas are the scents that come from the grape variety itself, often referred to the fruits and flowers. Sangiovese, for instance, delivers aromas of cherry and often fig. These aromas are a part of the grape and are noticeable before the fermentation starts. Secondary aromas, on the other hand, are developed at the winery. When the must starts turning into wine, they arise from the interaction between the grape and the yeasts, which let the alcoholic fermentation happen. Here we have aromas such as yeast, bread, or dairy, cheese and butter in Chardonnay, for example. Finally, we have tertiary aromas, which are the ones that result of aging in oak, where the wine will develop aromas such as coffee, toffee, chocolate, and caramel. Whereas when the aging is carried out in the bottle, the wine will develop flavors such as mushrooms, truffle, and earthy aromas. Tertiary aromas are therefore a key indicator of a wine's maturity and quality. Furthermore, you will begin to notice patterns and correlation between certain characteristics and the factors that influence them. Factors like soil composition, climate, elevation, grape variety, and winemaking techniques all play significant roles in shaping the flavor profile of a wine. For example, wines from cooler climates might exhibit brighter acidity and more pronounced fruit flavors, while wines from warmer regions might showcase riper fruit characteristic and a fuller body. In conclusion, my number one secret to become a better taster is as simple as this. By regularly exposing ourselves to a variety of aromas and consciously noting their characteristics, we will become more adept at picking out similar scents in wine. Just like exercising in sports or even in music, it takes time. The more we will smell, the more we will perceive. What are you waiting for? Once you have practiced a bit in your kitchen or nearby park, get your training on with some Tuscan finesse from our spring-summer collection to get started.